Lark here in Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy, for the next hour. I am going to be spinning a couple of interesting things, literally just a couple. Let's get this out of the way here. Let's try this. Let's see, financial literacy. What do we want to play as a PSA? We've done at the top of the hour, FCC requirement. Let's try this one, drug war economics.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Well, that would be a PSA put together for you all by the higher-ups here at this station. And they have ordered you in their own inimitable way to reconsider in a libertarian manner whether or not our national drug policy makes any sense. I will withhold my judgment. No, I won't. I'm a strict old-school libertarian. The fewer laws, the better. And no first use of force. That is the libertarian creed. Mostly no first use of force. Doesn't preclude the second use of force, but don't be the first one. You know, golden rule kind of stuff. It is 2 minutes and 31 seconds past the hour of 11 o'clock here in Boston. You're listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy. Let's see if I can do some self-promotion. I'm playing around various places. Played at the Burren last night. August 11th, I've got a show up at Radio Bean, full show in Burlington, Vermont. If you happen to be up there, that's a Saturday night. I'll be playing up there. I am planning a Midwest and Southwest, if you consider Texas Southwest, which I guess most people up here do, swing August, September. So I'll be playing down there. Today, I think I'm going to do something which I haven't done before. I do not have a live guest, but I have been listening to a couple of classics. The first thing I'm going to play is some Charles Lloyd, who recorded this back, I'm going to say, 64, maybe even before that, the Charles Lloyd Quartet, doing the classic Thelonious Monk piece, Ruby, My Dear. Charles Lloyd Quartet off their disc Mirror. I apologize, that was not recorded back way back. That's the song Ruby My Dear, which is of course the Thelonious Monk composition. That is a 2010 recording, and you had, besides the great Charles Lloyd, Jason Moran on keys, piano, Reuben Rogers bass, Eric Harland on drums. Alright, now let us turn to the next thing that we're going to do here. Because this is freeform, you are in fact listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That means I can play whatever I want, and I'm going to play a long piece. It's actually the final piece that was composed by Franz Schubert in 1828, right before he died. Let's say 2 months after he completed this, he was alleged to have heard a performance of this once, a practice performance. It was never really, of course, recording doesn't exist back in the time period we're discussing, but it was not performed in public anywhere until close to 30 years after Franz Schubert passed on. At the age of 31, likely, although it's a matter of some dispute, of the complications of tertiary syphilis, a risk which fortunately has receded a little bit, although it may be coming back. Franz Schubert was a contemporary in Vienna with Beethoven. Beethoven died a year before Schubert. Schubert had very high regard for Beethoven. This particular piece, the string quintet in C major, is regarded by people who have far more musicological knowledge than I ever will as one of the crowning achievements of chamber music. And it's in four movements. I'm not going to describe what we're listening to here, but it's a long piece. It'll run pretty pretty close to the end of my time here. Unlike Beethoven's string quintets, he added as a fifth instrument the cello, which makes it sound a little bit more grave. I think we'll just launch right into it here. On this particular recording, which is 1952 in Prague, you have the great Isaac Stern on violin, Alexander Schreider on violin, Milton Collins on alto, and that is not an alto sax, it's a string instrument, of course. Pablo Casals, the great cellist, and Paul Torteller, also on cello. Let us immediately dive into Schubert's Quintet in C Major, Opus 163, complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Schubert Quintet in C major, performed there by an all-star cast, which you can consult. I'm not even going to bother reading. And following me, we have Gabriella the Hun, who is here in studio with me. It is just about to go noon here in Boston. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy. And I should be back here next week. I hope you enjoyed the unusual show. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And for your enjoyment, I will now just shift over. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do this. You want to just swing in here?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold, we're moving around here.
Aux One
is live. Here we go.